Hello.
Mr. President, I have Dr. Kissinger calling you.
Okay.
Thank you. President.
Hello.
Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. How are things in California?
Well, I just got here, and I'm going to leave very early in the morning, so I'll be back in the early afternoon.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine.
I understand you've talked to...
I talked to him about the...
To Haig already, and I just wanted to...
Yeah.
To check in. Actually, things are fairly quiet. We've got the casualties now.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they're higher than what I told you yesterday. They're about 23.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that's a low figure.
Yeah.
That's just four above what we had.
Yeah.
They must have picked up some missing in action. The trouble with the daily casualties is that they don't reflect the ones that died that were wounded the previous week.
Yep. Well, on the other hand, my God, Henry, to 19, 23, good heavens.
Oh,
yeah. It's just down to nothing.
That's right.
I mean, it's...
And the more I've thought about Lee Docteau coming west,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're going to accept it. But if they were just going to kick us in the teeth, they wouldn't need him there.
No.
So they're at least going to explore.
Yeah, well, if our Chinese friends lean on him a little, they will.
That's right, and he's stopping him.
And they just might lean on him a little. Yeah.
Well, we'll get the answer in a bit.
Yeah. Well, Haig was very disturbed by that New York Times thing. I thought
Mr. President, I think...
Unconscionable damn thing to them to do.
Unconscionable. Well,
of course, it's unconscionable on the part of the people that leaked it. Fortunately, it didn't come out in our administration. According to Haig, it all relates to the two previous administrations. Is that correct?
That is right.
But I hope that... But my point is, are any of the people there who participated in this thing... in leaking it. That's my point. Do we know?
In public opinion, it actually, if anything, will help us a little bit, because this is a gold mine of showing how the previous administration got us in there.
I didn't read the thing. Give me your view on that in a word.
It just shows massive mismanagement of how we got there. And it pins it all on Kennedy and Johnson.
Yeah.
McNamara. So from that point of view, it helps us. From the point of view of the relations with Hanoi, it hurts a little because it just shows a further weakening of resolve.
Yeah.
And a further big issue.
I suppose the Times ran it to try to affect the debate this week or something.
Yes, no question.
Well, I don't think it's going to have that kind of effect.
No, because it shows what they've tried to do. I think they outsmarted themselves because they had sort of tried to make it Nixon's war. And what this massively proves is that if it's anybody's war, it's Kennedy's and Johnson's.
Yeah.
So that these Democrats now bleeding about where we went wrong.
Yeah.
Or what we're doing wrong, this graphically shows who is responsible for the basic mess.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's having the effect that they intend.
Well, you know, it may not have the effect they intend. The thing, though, that Henry, that to me is just unconscionable, this is treasonable action on the part of the bastards that put it out.
Exactly, Mr. President.
Doesn't it involve secure information, a lot of other things? What kind of people would do such things?
It has the most. It has the highest classification, Mr. President.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's treasonable. There's no question. It's actionable. I'm absolutely certain that this violates all sorts of security laws.
What do we do about it? Don't we ask for an...
I think I should talk to Mitchell.
Yeah. No, I think you should. You tell Mitchell that...
This is not an occasional leak, it's yeah. bad enough.
Yeah.
But this is everything the Defense Department possesses.
Yeah. Let me ask this. Call Mitchell. I think you should talk to Mitchell and ask him about his calling this, getting this fellow in on the purpose of a... This was a security leak, and we want to know, what does he have? Did he do it?
Right.
And put him under oath.
That's right. I think we ought to do that. I think we ought to wait till...
Another thing to do would be to have a congressional committee call him in.
I think we ought to do it after Wednesday.
A congressional committee could call him in, put him under oath, you know, and then he's guilty of perjury if he lies.
But I think we ought to wait till after the vote before they get it all confused.
Oh, I agree. Well, you couldn't do it before the end anyway, but, you know, that you have to get it all set up.
Because
you got to have the questions and the investigations and know what it is. But, well, we're not going to get disturbed. These things happen, you know. Clifford pops off and this guy pops off. I would think it would infuriate Johnson, wouldn't you?
Oh, God. Well, basically, it doesn't hurt us. Domestically, I think, I'm no expert on that, but no one reading this can then say that this president got us into trouble. I mean, this is an indictment of the previous administration. It hurts us with Hanoi because it just shows how far our demoralization has gone.
It's gone.
But basically, I think the decision they have to make is, do they want to settle with you? They know damn well that you are the one who's held firm, and no matter how much anyone else is demoralized, doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, you'll find things out there pleasant enough. Well, that's a long trip for you, but I wouldn't mention it. Don't worry about this Times thing. I just think we got to expect that kind of crap, and we just plow ahead.
Well, Mr. President, if we succeed in 2 out of 3, as you said, this will look like picnic.
If we can, but boy, you're right about one thing. If anything was needed to underline what we talked about Friday or Saturday morning about really cleaning house when we have the opportunity. By God, this underlines it.
Oh, yes.
And people have got to be put to the torch for this sort of thing. This is terrible.
Johnson was on that plane with me, and he...
Freeman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great fellow.
Oh, he worships you.
What did he think about all of this stuff?
He said it's just what you have to put up with, he said. He could never imagine it. And he said, well, Dulles, he blamed the State Department, which is wrong in this case, because they... this one.
No, I know.
But he said Dulles always used to say that he had to operate alone because he couldn't trust his own bureaucracy.
Yeah, I No.
I said, well, that was good for Dulles, but we pay for it now because we're stuck with the bureaucracy.
That's right, that's right. Well, I just wish that we operated without the bureaucracy.
Well, Mr. President.
We do.
All the good things that are being done without.
We do, we do, we do. Well, anyway, I tell you what, on the Mitchell thing, I just have him examine what the options are. The Times will justify it on the basis that it serves the national interest. Is that right?
Of course.
My God. My God. You know, can you imagine the New York Times doing a thing like this 10 years ago? Even 10 years ago.
Mr. President, and then when McCarthy accused them of treason, they were screaming bloody murder. This is treason.
That's right. No, whatever they may think of the policy, it is treasonable to take this stuff out. And
it serves
the enemy.
It's another thing to print 10 pages of top secret documents that are only about 2 or 3 years old. Well, they have nothing from our administration. So actually, I've read this stuff. We come out pretty well in it.
Well, somebody over there got the stuff that we got. I asked Haig about that, and he says, well, look, our file, as far as the White House is concerned, we're pretty damn secure. On the other hand, of course, naturally, whenever I've had to call Rogers and Mel in on some of these on Laos and Cambodia, you can be sure all that's in some file.
But, Mr. President, all the big things you've done in the White House, and those files will leave with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Go to the Nixon Library.
But what I meant, though, that's true of the files, but I mean, these guys, of course, will have made in their own records, they'll indicate what I've ordered, you know.
Oh, they indicate what you ordered, but they have turned in on the reason.
Yeah. Well, let's not worry about that.